ECP's latest voter statistics indicate that the country's electorate has grown to $133.42 million, with male voters comprising 53.71% and female voters 46.29%. While this nearly 7% gap is not drastic, it still highlights the need for continued efforts to ensure equal political participation for women. Punjab, the most populous province, shows relatively balanced registration figures, with women making up 46.76% of the electorate. However, Balochistan remains the province with the widest gender disparity, where female voter registration stands at just 43.99%. In districts like Shaman and Killa Abdullah, women account for barely a third of registered voters. Even in urban centers like Karachi and Lahore, the gap, though narrower, persists. The underlying reasons behind this disparity are multifaceted but mainly systemic in nature, such as limited access to Shianaichi registration. Other than that, sociocultural restrictions and lower mobility for women continue to hinder their political participation. Many rural and tribal areas face ingrained social norms discouraging women from voting, while a lack of awareness about electoral rights further contributes to the issue. Additionally, voter turnout often does not match registration figures, meaning that even among registered women, participation rates may be lower due to various social and logistical barriers. To address this, ECP should intensify awareness campaigns in districts with low female registration and introduce targeted initiatives to encourage women's electoral participation. Political parties, too, must play a proactive role by mobilizing female voters and ensuring greater representation of women in leadership roles. A nearly 7% gender gap may not appear significant in numbers, but in a democracy, every vote matters. Closing this gap is ultimately about ensuring that every citizen has an equal voice in shaping the nation's future. Strengthening representation and inclusivity will not only enhance Pakistan's democratic process, but also empower women to take their rightful place in political decision-making.